Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse, native straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat, and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck at MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip hop? You suck at sold out art form and selling to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause that real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the American hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Yo, yo, this is OMF. We back for another dope show. I'd like to give another shout out to another soldier that passed away, Henry Aaron, the home run king. And I'm just grateful for him for breaking the record and setting a good example for us, the black males, and his sacrifice and his pain and his struggle to make it in the baseball. I remember being at home, watching on Black and White, watching him hit that home run to break Babe Ruth's record. That was the most inspirational thing I ever saw. So that was a great moment. So I was 14 years old and I was able to watch that. So I was able to watch him as his and later in his years. But anyway, we back and I have a guest on the line, award-winning film producer, Junior Script Room from Brooklyn, New York, in the house. What's up, my brother?
Yes, how you doing, my brother? I'm glad to be on the show. But before I proceed, that's my name. It's Junior Script Room on Facebook, but my official name, my stage name is DJ Script. You know, because I'm a DJ. And I'm also a film producer. So it's a pleasure being on the show. I'm excited to be on the show for the first time.
Yeah, so tell us, give us a little background and how you got into the business, and give us a little background on you. Let everybody know.
The thing is, I'm from Haiti. I'm Haitian. I came to Brooklyn. As a matter of fact, I'm stationed in New York City right now as we speak. I came from Haiti at the age of 5, 6 years old, during the '80s, during the mid '80s, and you know, the moment I came to the States, you know, urban culture had, you know, put a grip on me, and ever since I've been indoors and engaged in urban culture and in terms of, you know, hip hop, you know, the lifestyle and everything else that surrounded, and I became that through, you know, assimilating, acclimating into the culture. So with that being said, you know, I, you know, did a lot of things in terms of, you know, trying to be an artist and, you know, DJ, and then eventually being a film producer to highlight, you know, being part of this great culture and this great movement.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit of so you do films too? So what is you?
I do film. As a matter of fact, I'm working on my second project right now, second film project.
So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the first film that I did, you know, it's known. You could just Google it. It's called the Haitian Polo Documentary. It's a film detailing growing up in Brooklyn, New York, during the 80s and the 90s, and what young Haitians such as myself had to do to acclimate into the urban lifestyle. And one of these things where, you know, speaking the language. In addition to speaking the language, because, you know, hip-hop got its own language. Urban culture has its own language, its own swag, its own flyness, its own freshness. So with that being said, you know, moving along, you know, you have to get hip with the clothes and stuff like that. So being Haitian, coming from Haiti with a different swag, then, you know, you have to figure out a way to learn the new swag in that new environment that you were in. You know, it was just a challenge. And eventually, you know, we got it. You know, we became part of the, you know, urban lifestyle through, you know, wearing certain designer brands and behaving a certain type of way, listening to hip hop and things like that. So with that being said, you know, at the age where I'm at right now, I'm a grown man. And I would like to believe that I'm a content creator. So I took that and started talking about it and create a kind of movement with it and made it, you know, into some sort of a content so people could really see and have an idea of us. When I say us, I mean Haitian Americans and Haitians growing up in Brooklyn, New York. So that's what I did. It was a great film. It was well received. And now I'm moving forward to my second project, which is called, you know, The Influence. The Influence is kind of like a stepping stone from the Haitian Polo documentary where, you know, we're not really going to focus on designer brands and talking about certain urban lifestyle. You know, we're more going to focus on the influence of Haitian and Haitian Americans on urban culture and urban culture influence, and mainstream culture as well, on Haitian and Haitian Americans. And most importantly, the contributions that these Haitians and Haitian Americans made to the American fabric, you know? So this is where we're at right.
So what you think about hip-hop, since you're a hip-hop producer and everything, and you're into hip-hop, so what you think about hip-hop and where you see hip-hop going in the next 5 or 10 years, and what message should we be sending?
Well, I came from the old school era. I came from the golden era, mid-80s all throughout the 90s. Me, when I think of hip-hop, I think of a particular movement that give the people a voice, you know what I'm saying, that educate the people, that open the eyes of the people. That's hip-hop. That's the hip-hop where I came from. That's the era where I came from. The hip-hop right now, it's a different, because hip-hop, remember back in the days during the 80s and the early 90s, hip-hop, rappers wasn't getting a lot of money on their contract. They didn't know what to do to expand their brand. You know, they didn't know how to go beyond their limits. Now with social media and all the things that's going on, and young kids and young artists are getting hip into understanding how to read a contract, how to get their lawyers to read a contract, how to get the distribution deals, how to build their own movement and their own buzz. The hip-hop game is way different now, and it's more of a gimmick than anything compared to back in the days. Now, any gimmicks that you got that's working for you, if you know how to monetize it, you know how to build it, listen, you're going to take it far. So 10 years from now, you know, everything evolves around evolution. You know, whether, you know, it evolves to a more positive movement or it evolved to a more gimmicky movement, it's still going to keep progressing. It's just that you need different artists with different elements that's going to provide a certain conduit to take it in a direction that it's supposed to be taken to. You know what I'm saying? It's energy. It all depends on the different artists and their energy that comes in the game and how they're going to use that energy to, you know, take it to a more positive and constructive direction compared to a direction where, you know, artists are only talking about getting high, getting drugged up, drinking lean and stuff like that. All of these are different form of energy. So it's the type of energy that is injected into it and the direction the energy take it to. You understand what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm so blessed to have you, man, for having the insight you have and having a different perspective on the industry as a whole and how we think and growing up in Brooklyn, you know, like I said, growing up in the golden era too. I'm from Brooklyn to New York too. I grew up in Crown Heights and before I went around the world, I lived in Flatbush and I went to Rasmussen High School and everything. So, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that was the golden era, like you said. But we're going to take some calls. We're going to play a song and then we're going to take some callers for it. So we're going to play Carlito 810 Record Liquid. Can we play that
okay.
song real quick?
Well, yeah.
Master Bruce Lee once said, empty your mind. Be formless, be shapeless, like water. You put water in a cup, it becomes the cup. Put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. See, water can flow, creep, drip, or crash. So, be water, my friends. I need income to come in my disposal. Stop involving the precinct, facing indecent proposals. My motions going global, but only staying local. I be myself, not what they think that I'm supposed to. I put it down without a coaster and hopes to leave a mark on this world like MJ and them loafers. And underground is strictly what I go for. See, I get fed from the culture. So fuck a chicken and a roaster. When I step up to the plate, I put it all on the table. I speak back nonfiction while these niggas tell fables. All on record bragging, scallywagging, tagging labels. They enter the net and stay like somebody cut the cable. Trying to be seen and not heard. Source cast met at the vote cast, taking jazz because I got words. In the system, I keep them nervous and they still got nerves. Boy, bad like him alone, you still got served. Yeah, I wanna move like liquid. Stuck in the sandwich, ain't a fucking picnic. Increase my bandwidth, let it gentle and flick like a meal for this bandwidth would be solid if it's liquid. I wanna move like liquid. Stuck in the sandwich, ain't a
like a meal for this man, which would be solid if it's liquid. I would fry you a river, but the shit's probably polluted from the lead in my body or from that shot in the water secluded. And the government swear that if it's wherever it's suited, it's a riot until somebody or somewhere get looted. Cause one man single-handedly tainted our bodily fluids. Silly bastard like you, I'm wondering who bothered you, stupid. Local liquid chemical warfare in this third world. That's why I'm vocal and cynical in this absurd world. So I keep the cash we off the radar, and it'll always come back, cause I never slack like Hagar or Sammy. Nighttime out here with the jammy, late, straight, looking to stick Drake for his Grammy. Yo, when I crest, I'm way above sea level and multifaceted, I might as well be bevel. Now what does that tell? Hell, I'm cold as ice, surgical with this bitch, shit, I'm so precise. Yeah, I wanna move like liquid, stuck in the sandwich, ain't a fucking picnic. Increase my bandwidth, let it gentle and flip with a meal for this man, which would be solid if it's liquid. I wanna move like liquid, stuck in the sandwich, ain't a fucking picnic. Increase my bandwidth, let it gentle and flip with a meal for this man, which would be solid if it's liquid. See, I hang with old heads and move the H by the 2-0. And me and that Batman is a dynamic duo. I'm under pressure to get fat and weighs heavy like a sumo. You didn't get that shit fast, huh? Nigga, you slow. Mad cause they gotta stand down every time I step up. The same ones that threw the mud shit. Get stuck, huh? I don't concern myself with all of that, cause I've been in this game since way back. You can check all the stats. But geez, your friends will go from that to what you call a rat. Straightforward in your face, but always falling back. Ready to get that D on, but that's what friends are for. I light you up like a neon. That's when friends are foe, and I mean period. So that can't end the flow. Got heart and I ride alone like a motherfucking hands are slow. Trying to make a sale, waiting for my wind to blow. And I'ma keep rolling the dice till I crap or hit that gentle foe. Yeah. I wanna move like liquid, stuck in the sandwich, ain't a fucking picnic. Increase my bandwidth, let it gentle and flip with a meal for this man, which will be solid if it's liquid. I wanna move like liquid, stuck in the sandwich, ain't a fucking picnic. Increase my bandwidth, let it gentle and flip with a meal for this man, which will be solid if it's liquid.
Back live.
Yeah, this is OMF. We back. That was Carlito 810 with his new song Liquid from Flint, Michigan. We back with my brother from Brooklyn, New York, Junior Script Rum, and we in the house. We're gonna take some callers now. So can we take the first caller?
Hey, family, this is Ann Jules in the OMF Posse Show on Blackout Radio. How's it going?
All right. We got my brother from Brooklyn, New York, Junior Strong from Brooklyn, New York in the house.
Yes, yes, yes. I've been listening to the interview. Very nice to meet you, King.
Yeah, same here. Same here, Princess. I'm in Queens.
Very cool, very cool. Well, that track by Carlito 810, and shout out to my brother Carlito 810, that was fire. I was so happy to hear that, the new track that he just dropped, Liquid. That was so cool, very, very, very fresh. Love it, and I'm waiting to hear some more of your tracks, my brother. That would be so cool to hear that on the show. But so you're from Brooklyn. Shout out to
Brooklyn, New York. Brooklyn, New York, Jeffrey, I'm going to send him some stuff. I don't even, you know, I'm going to send him some music. It's not a problem. You know, we're going to get through it.
Cool, cool. I'd like to shout out the Temple Dynasty. I heard your story about being from where you're from and, like, incorporating your style and, like, into American style. And I, too, lived overseas in Europe and traveled all over. I speak 10 languages, but I'm
ten
very
languages.
Grateful. Yes, we
oui,
oui.
We
oui.
Okay.
Ja, Junge. But I'm very blessed, as most of all of Blackout Radio is already, they're all a bunch of my supporters, and I love to show support for them. But shout out to Brooklyn, because my family from Sugar Hill Gang is from there, and I am so blessed and so grateful to actually have worked with Sugar Hill Gang's DJ, Rob Denoise Temple. And he was an old artist. We were just listening to his track called Love Lights that he did with Margaret Temple from Jive Records from the 80s back in the day. And he died,
okay.
But he was part
That's
of my
cool.
band. He was part of my band, my brother, and we lost him in April. So, you know, I'm just grateful to keep hip-hop alive. And we wrote a song track called Deja Vu for You with Rob Denoise Temple. And we honor his spirit and honor hip-hop in that manner.
That's super dope. I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you. Thank
cool.
you so much for your support. I appreciate it. We appreciate you.
Anytime.
And
well,
I got to give a shout-out to OMF Posse for playing our music. We were guest stars a couple weeks back, and for everybody on Blackout Radio, for Black Tear, Eddie Powell, and all of our listeners, all the callers, all our supporters, you know, everyone who's been rocking on our team and supporting us. We love you guys so much, because without the DJs, you know, without all the creators and all of our supporters, we really wouldn't be anywhere. So
that's a fact.
Enough of me. Can you
without the DJ,
right?
Say it again.
Without
the DJ,
right.
Respect. Without the hey DJ, can you play my song? Hey, you understand me?
No doubt.
Yes.
Without the DJs, where would this game be? Feel me?
It's true. It's very true. And I'm very grateful to all the DJs who actually started it. All of the grandfathers and the grandmothers of hip hop that we all had, they paved the way for us all, like Curtis Blow there's so many greats out there. I can't even start naming them, but I'm just so grateful to have this moment to say this, and it sounds like you've been out there representing too for hip hop and actually doing your thing. So, salute to you and much success to you in your future.
No doubt, no doubt. No doubt. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Can I ask you a question that I ask a lot of artists?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm all ears.
I happen to be a part of Crip Hop Nation, which represents for the disabled, the deaf, the sick, the elderly, the blind, and the poor. And I'm on an album with, that's how I met Rob Denoise Temple, with Wonder Mike. And I'm on a 10th anniversary CD. I'm on a couple of Wu-Tang Clan mixtapes. And I love making people happy with music. So I'd like to inspire.
Well,
can you share a moment in your lifetime, on your musical, magical pathway that you've been on that you can share with the audience to inspire people?
Well, the thing is, you know, I have so many different moments, you know, in terms of, you know, trying to get in the game. One of the most, well, it wasn't the most, but it was a, it was a very, it was an inspiring moment when, you know, I went to the studio, you know, with Joel Ortiz and the Heat Makers, and you know, for them to sit down with me to talk to me about the hip hop game and the whole lifestyle of it and the importance of it. It was an inspiring moment for me, you know, because, you know, the game is a very challenging process. As far as trying to build your name, trying to build your reputation. So to see me in the same building with these guys and we're talking about music and creating music, it was a very inspiring situation for me. So that was one of those moments, you know what I'm saying?
Nice. Yes, I feel what you're saying. I feel it in my heart, in my soul. and I can relate.
That's cool.
That's so cool. Thank you so much, King, for sharing that. I don't want to take up too much more of your time. So you stay blessed, stay safe, stay healthy, and keep shining.
That's a fact.
Yeah. So thanks a lot, sis. And keep doing your thing and send me dope music, and we're going to play you. I got your new music that you sent me, and we're going to play
nice.
Your music next week.
Thank you, my brother. All right, King.
Yeah.
Well, I love all your tracks. I love your opening bars, you know, that opening track that you just released. So I'm so happy to see you succeed. And like I said, send it to the – what?
Oh, yeah. I'm talking to somebody. Okay, go ahead.
I was just telling OMF, and you probably should too, my brother, send your music. Look at the Universal Hip Hop Museum that's being erected in New York. They have a radio station that plays all kinds of genres that's 24/7. Yeah, I can. If you find me on Facebook, just hit up. I'll give it. I'm pretty sure our brother here, OMF, has the email. But if you need the email, just hit us up and we'll hand it over to you. But yeah, get your music out there.
Yeah. Once OMF, send me your email so I can send you some records. I got some heat. You know what I'm saying? I got some heat.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Salute my family. Yeah. Peace and blessings to you and all your loved ones too.
Can we take
another
call?
470-779. Yo, y'all can hear me?
Yes, who's this and where you calling from?
Mr. Swag 360, calling from Atlanta, but originally from New York.
Oh, what's up, man? You got Junior Script on the line from Brooklyn, New York. We got Brooklyn in the house. What's
oh, yeah, New York in the house. That's what it is.
Yeah,
that's
so tell us a little about yourself and give us a little background on you.
Well, I'm repping Uncut World, Demigod, Hip Hop Savior, Third Eye Open. Like I said, I'm from New York. I got a couple artists on my roster. I got my own label and all that, Uncut World 360, ENT. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, one of my artists should be on the line. I'm saying Tony Roster, he coming crazy on his new company. We got like compilation tape coming. He coming crazy on that shit. So I got a brand new gun video out right now, official brand new gun. You can stay connected with me on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Swag 360 MR underscore SWAGG underscore 360. And I definitely follow back. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to Eddie Powell. I appreciate Black Eye Radio for having me.
No, I appreciate y'all, man. I got my homeboys in the house representing.
No doubt, Brooklyn to the fullest, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, oh, I'm so blessed, man. I'm so honored to have my brothers from New York City representing, man. My Brooklyn brothers, man. Hip hop,
you know,
in the house. Check this out. All right, I think I got you on. Instagram, Mr. Swag, right?
Yeah.
I already got you, but I hit you up. But I got some interviews. Send me your songs to my email at redheadron48@gmail.com, and I play your music on my show.
That's a bet. You said Redhead Ron, R-O-N?
Yeah, 48.
Okay, 48, got you.
At gmail.com.
Gotcha.
And then we're going to play your music on the show, man. We're going to represent, man. So that's what I'm
man,
talking
I appreciate
about.
That.
We need back to take back our rightful place, man. We need to take back our rightful place in hip hop, man. We need the origins of hip hop, you understand me? We need to take back our rightful place.
Give me a second, I'm out of train station.
Oh, yeah, but you already know that's a fact.
Give me 1 minute, I'm about to train.
They don't know the whole thing. The hip hop started down here in the Bronx, Brooklyn. They don't know. They don't know.
Right.
They ain't no hip hop without Brooklyn and the Bronx. What the fuck? They don't know. Educate them.
We're going to show them.
And it's a pleasure to be on here with you guys. continue to grind. You know, you got to grind. The grind is real. The grind is important. You know, you got to keep it moving.
We got to keep this movement going and taking back our art form, man. I'm just disappointed and embarrassed, man. I'm insulted, man. So, that's my thing. What we doing now is hip hop to me.
Yeah, I'm gonna represent hip hop savior in the building. I got it.
We got change my back. That's what's up, man. So give us your links and everything before you go.
Okay, well, like I said, Twitter and Instagram is the same handle. MR_SWAGG_30 And he loud in the background by the train. Everybody, I don't know if they heard that. MR_SWAGG_360 Mr. Swag 360. I definitely follow back and I appreciate the support.
So thank you, man. Thank you for supporting the show, man. And send your and any more that your homies that you got from back there that want to pull their music out. And
you already know.
Just send it. Just hit me up on my Instagram. And my Facebook.
I got you.
All right, my brother. Thank you, man.
No problem.
Can we take another caller?
919-791.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing today? This is Tupac Tina Jackson.
What's up, Tupac Tina?
Nothing much.
We got Judas Smith in the house from Brooklyn, New York in the house.
How you doing, my brother?
Yeah, how you doing? How's everything?
Great.
So what's going on?
How's everything?
Everything is wonderful. I'm blessed.
That's great to hear. It's very good.
Y'all can find me. I just released some music on iTunes and Apple Music. It's under Tupac Tina, T-U-P-A-X-T-I-N-A. And you can find me on Spotify Podcast, T-U-P-A-X-T-I-N-A Jackson. I got my little podcast up there, and I'm also with Blackout Radio. Shout out to Black Share OML.
That's cool.
Yeah, she's another one of our Blackout family, another one of our dope producers and everything on our show, man. So we got the Blackout family and representing it in the house. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She got her show, too. You got to get with her, too, on her show, too. Yeah, her show comes on. Tell her when your show coming back on.
It should be sometime in February. I don't know what day, but it's going to be on a Monday. I will let you know. You can hit me up on Facebook at Tina Tupac Jackson. You can email me at CUPAXDAD5609@gmail.com, and I'll keep y'all posted on my next radio show.
That's cool.
Right. Yo, thanks for calling.
All right, have a great day.
All right, you too.
All right.
You take another caller.
50518.
What's going on, man?
Yo, what's up? Who's this and where you calling from?
Yo, I'm calling from Tallahassee, Florida, man. I'm with Swag 360.
Yep. Tallahassee in the building.
Yeah, man. It's popping.
So what's going on in Florida?
Right now, you know, besides that weather, man, dropping no heat, man. Right now, I'm on a couple of compilations with Swag 360, you know, Mr. Swag 360, to be exact. You know what I'm saying? I want to keep that book, man. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you're holding it down, man. You know, I was grateful for the opportunity.
Yeah, so tell us a little about you. Give us a little background on you.
You know, I started out doing music, you know what I'm saying, in the church. And coming from Tallahassee, you know, T-Pain was the ringleader or whatnot. So, you know, I guess it's time for, you know, me per se. I know me for sure. You know what I'm saying? To step out there and let them know what, you know, what's going on with me. See, I do R&B music. And you know what I mean? To the Rastafari movement. One love. And, you know, and that's where I'm coming from with it.
You know, send your music to us. Friend me on Facebook under OMF Posse. On Facebook under OMF Posse and Instagram and Twitter. And you could send your music to my Gmail at redheadron48@gmail.com, and I'll play your music on my show.
Man, big salute, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem, man. This is what we do, man. We give shouts out to underground artists that's trying to come up in the game, man. That's what time it is. We're looking out for our young, especially our young people in the game, and showing them the right way and promoting their music, man. Because it don't cost nothing for nobody to promote your music, man. So this is what time it is. I'm on show. Just come on my show,
right?
And you can email me, and we can set up a interview on the show, so you can come on the show and promote yourself and everything. We're gonna have some slots open in March, so you hit me up on Facebook, like I said. Hit me up on Facebook, friend me on Facebook or Twitter under OMF Posse. And we'll set it up for everything.
Appreciate you, man. I mean, you just don't know, it's such a blessing just to be connected to you, just to be able to reach out. You know, I'm a songwriter, and I've been writing for a minute. But it's, you know, it's a season, that time for me to open that door and walk through it now.
Oh, it is an opportunity, man. That's all we got to do is give each other opportunity, man. That's what we do around here. We give everybody opportunity, man. So you get your 5 or 10 minutes fame, man. Do your thing, man. And tell yourself, man, that's the time it is. This is what the show is about, man. Getting your stuff out there. It won't cost you nothing to do it.
Bless up, man. My Instagram is Tony_Rasta_.
Okay. Now you spell that. How you spell the second name?
That'd be R-A-S-T-A.
R-A what?
R-A-S-T-A.
R-A. Oh, okay. Okay, cool. All right. Now I'll hit you up, man. I'll send you information, and you get to send me your and I'll send you my email address and everything, and you hit me up, man, and send your music, and we play it on the show.
I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. I triple salute y'all, man, Blackout Radio, for having me. Appreciate you, man. I salute Swag360 for giving me the opportunity, man, to open up the door for me. And, you know what I'm saying, all love, man, one love, man. It's just, like you said, for the young people, it's time to bring that integrity back and go ahead and show them that, you know what I'm saying? We ain't dying out here like that, man. You know, it's over with. All that dying out, it's over with. I'm here now. It's over with. We're going to live.
That's what time it is. It's only and all it is some words, man. All the hip-hop was some words, man. So we need not to take it so personal, man. And stop having a thick skin, man. And all it's about hip-hop, man. And all it is some words, man. And like you said, nobody's supposed to be dying over some words, man. So we need to check ourselves before we wreck ourselves, like Ice Cube said, man. And that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
That's what the problem is. So we keeping this vibe and keeping it positive and keeping it safe, man, for all of us, man, because hip-hop is about safe and security, man, about struggle, man, not killing each other. We was talking about the pain and the struggle and what we was going through, not talking about killing each other. We was getting killed. That's what it was. This is what our history is, getting killed and murdered and raped. But now we doing the other opposite. So we need to check ourselves, like we said. You know what I'm saying? It's over some words, hip hop or some words. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All it was is some words. We take it too seriously. You know what I'm saying? All it is some words. So,
like you said, we got to check ourselves and figure out the motive and reason why we're doing it. Why are we doing it? You know, we have to check that. When we realize, you know, we're doing it for a different reason, you know what I'm saying, like going to the motherland and getting that knowledge and bringing it back and getting us back over there and doing what we got to do, you know how it go.
Like you said, you just said it right there, man. We know where we came from. We know we wouldn't be doing what we did. We're doing exactly. You said it right there. You know, you said it again. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You hit it right on the nose. There's nothing else to be said. Because if you know where you came from, you know you wouldn't be doing what you're doing. Like I said. Like, anyway, thank you for calling, man.
Like thank you so very much. Thank you.
And thank you, man. So keep in touch, man.
I will indeed. I will indeed.
All right,
Leah. All right, one love, man.
All right, peace. Can we take another caller?
We got 209-915, you live.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Mary Rich. You already know what's going on.
What's up, Mary Rich? What's up? What's up, my brother? What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I'm just working on new music. I'm trying to find a Spanish artist that is fire, that wants to collab with me. If you want to collab and you're fire, and you can sing or rap, hit me in my DM at Mirich, MeirRich, no spaces, no nothing. Check me out. 2021 is my year.
Yeah, that's my young brother from San Francisco. It's a 13-year-old. Look what he's doing.
Can you, like,
he's inspiring.
Well, I'm 14 now because my birthday passed.
Okay. It's not an address. I got you. Is it Express, though? Like...
No spaces, just Mirich. MeirRich.
Yeah, he's from San Francisco, California. 13 years old.
No, I'm from Stockton, California.
Stockton, I'm sorry. My bad. Stockton, my bad.
Oh, no, it's good.
From the Bay Area, man. 13 years old, man. He's doing his thing, man. Working. You see what I'm doing? See what I'm doing? There's young people doing this thing, man. He's looking for artists. There you go. Oh, he's looking out for young people, man. And trying to get them to go to do the right thing. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I just want to say thank you for letting me call in and getting me on the show on such short notice.
Well, thank you. Thank you for supporting the show. And you keep on doing your thing. And you keep on influencing young people, being a role model to young people. That's what I'm saying. And reaching out to young people. That's what's up. Keep doing your thing, man. And you keep sending your music. I already got your music. I played your music last week. I played your song Spit Me last week. So you know what I'm saying? As long as you send your music, I'm going to play your music on my show. That's what time it is.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I'm plugging my
channel. Yeah.
Everybody, y'all can follow me on all platforms. Musical platforms and social media platforms on under Mirich. MeirRich, no spaces, no nothing. Y'all go check me out. Fire.
No problem. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Wait up. blast. Say, look around, we done ran for the cash. Locked on the corner, just selling that dope. Our young people got hung on a rope. Say, check the statistics. Millions never made it, gone too soon. Count to seven digits, the world gone ballistic. Runners ran for their lives, caught in an explosion. Check the American pride, hatred reigns supreme. What's really going on? The chickens have came home to roost. Check your tampon, man up, stand up. You better check your children. Too many found in the system, made the wrong decision. Pay the price for the next generation. The struggle will continue. Democracy's a cold teacher, check the menu. Without so-called jobs, we at the bottom of the pile. Shooting dope in our face, and our nation's gone fuck wild.
We're so, 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 so serious. We're so serious. So serious, so serious. We're so, 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 so serious. So serious. We're so, 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 so,
I'm so serious about what I do. So serious, I don't know about you. So serious about the flows I got. And I'ma live to be a legend like Biggie and Pop. About the struggle, cause that's what it is. You hear me talk about the motherland, cause that's where we live. How can we change the world when we can't change ourselves? So what you waiting on? We already living in hell. But if you got it in your blood and it's flowing through your veins, then it is what it is and ain't nothing go change. I'ma put it in God's hand. We came from the motherland, shackled and chained. 10,000 miles we came, I ain't gonna never forget. We always born with a gift, and I'ma keep on rapping till my body gets stiff. Put my foot to the pedal, it's in a stud and a rebel. With a man on a mission, we don't need no one for mission. We're so serious.
We're so, 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 so serious. We're so serious. So serious.
So serious.
We're so, 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 so serious.
So serious.
We're so, 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 so serious.
Hip hop, playing songs of the past. Yo, it was made to last. Run, run, DMC, Houdini, Curtis Blow, they came with serious death flows, keeping our history alive through the language of rap. I'm stating the facts, it wasn't all about the money, selling out our form for the cash, man, that's not funny. This is my point, hip-hop was created to talk about the struggle, but instead we do the hustle in society to make a place a lasting home, while Mike and Martin, they stood alone. Trying to bring about change, we're digging deep and pride. As many of us know, we felt the pain as we stood our ground during the days of segregation and demonstration. We came together creating a black nation. Now nothing's left to keep us together as a people. This is how we ended up in this sequel. Man, that's serious.
So serious. We're so, so, so.
Yeah, so give us a little background on you.
started back in 2012 with the whole thing. Was just writing verses, nothing special, with my boys. Until recently, started writing everything, music, scripts, whatever else. Until now, that's when I started getting back into music, getting hooked up with producers, and the whole nine.
Okay, so tell us about your music and how you got into hip-hop and everything. Give us a little background on you.
Where I got into music, basically I started with the poetry first. Because it started with regular heartbreak. Wanted to write about it. And then as soon as I saw everybody was feeling it, I just started writing more and more and more. And I always felt like I needed to write better because I never been a talker like that. So started writing back then, and I've been writing ever since. Now, as far as my music go, I've been around ATL, been doing the shows, been with promoters, got a collab, Project Pat, Lil White. So I've been out here.
So tell us who your influences in hip-hop is and who you work with and everything.
My number one influence is Ludacris. That's been my influence since I was a little boy. Been my favorite rapper since I was a little boy. Since Luda, Tech N9ne, Royce da 5'9", those three mainly.
All right. Yeah. That's cool, man. Yeah, so what music you got? So like you said, so you putting out any music lately? You going to be putting out any music?
In recent time, no. We're still in a studio working on all of it because we got to get some people to hop on some stuff, get some more producers to get on the project and everything. So right now, nothing is being put out.
Okay. Man, so I'm glad you're back on the scene. So you got to send your music to me again and friend me on Facebook on the All Met Posse on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And when you get your music, like I said, and like I got some so open slots in March, so hopefully you'll have your music out by then, so you could come on the show and interview on the show, and everything, and put out your music, promote your music. But by then, like I said, hopefully you'll have your music out shortly, and so you can send it to me, and I'll play it on the show.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Me and plenty of others going to have music out that I'm going to be involved with. We all going to be out here.
Say again.
Say me and others that I'm involved with, we all going to have music out. We're going to go straight to you.
Okay, cool. That worked. And we played on the music. And like I said, you send them all. Like I said, we could set it up like interviews with them and everything, like I said. And I'll play your music on the show. So you stay in touch,
sure.
And like I said, friend me on Facebook under All Met Posse, on All Met Posse on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram.
Sure, gotcha.
All right. So thanks for calling, man.
Sure, good to hear from you, LG.
All right, my brother. And I'd like to thank everybody that called in this week, and I'll talk to y'all next week, next Wednesday. Y'all have a good and safe weekend, and I'll talk to y'all next week. Can we play? Let me see who we're gonna play. We're gonna play Mr. Sachs, dummy, before we go.
Here's dummy. D-U-M-M-Y, period. I'm donating 10 to the Marcha Dummy.
Dummy. Why you acting like a
dummy?
Everybody do the
dummy.
Why you looking like a
dummy?
Can you hear me call you a dummy?
Why you acting like a
dummy?
Everybody do the
dummy.
Why you
acting like a dummy. Then you hit me, call you a dummy. Why you acting like a dummy? Everybody do the dummy. Why you looking like a dummy? Then you hit me, call you a dummy.
I'm in the studio, nose kinda running. I'm with some females trying to do the dummy dummy. Nah, baby, it don't go like that. Put your arms out and let your backbone slip. It's Mr. Slack and I'ma show you how to do this. Work the chorus back and let me double the lyrics. Let me do it a couple of times, run it back and let me hear it. In the studio, you know we ain't no joke. Right, vibes talk crazy and forget what we wrote. Take your jacket off, you gon' be sweating in here. It's a brand new dance, you gon' be doing it for years. We in the studio, we be in it and out. We in the studio, we be in it and out. We in the studio, we be in it and out. We in the studio, we be in it and out. We in the studio, we be in it and out.
Why you acting like a dummy?
Everybody do the
dummy dummy.
Why you looking like a
dummy dummy?
Dummy dummy.
Dummy dummy. Dummy dummy.
Why you acting like a
dummy dummy? Dummy dummy.
Everybody do the
dummy dummy. Dummy dummy.
Why you looking like a
dummy dummy?
Dummy, 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 dummy. Worldwide dance, smart people, smart stack, six packs in a van. Don't act like you can't do it. Put your back into it. Let your arms out and let your backbone slip. It's Mr. Sack and I'ma show you how to do this. I cannot be back and I ain't went nowhere. It's Mr. Sack, dummy, dummy. Can't you smell it in the air? It's Mr. Sack, homeboy. Yeah, your girl might know me. Talking about she can do the dummy, dummy. Then show me.
Got your mama.
Good lord. And she doing
good
it, dummy. You got your sister.
Good lord.
And she doing
good
it,
law.
Dummy. You got your daddy.
Good lord.
And he doing it,
good
dummy.
Law.
You got your brother.
Good lord.
And he doing it,
good
dummy.
Law.
You got the pastor.
Good lord.
And he doing
good
it,
law.
Dummy.
You got the brothers at the mosque, but they ain't doing
why
it.
Why you acting like a
dummy, dummy?
Everybody do the
dummy, dummy. Dummy, dummy.
Why you looking like a
dummy, dummy? Dummy, dummy. Dummy, dummy. Dummy, dummy. Dummy, dummy.
Why you acting like a
dummy, dummy? Dummy, dummy.
Everybody do the
dummy, dummy. Dummy, dummy.
Why you looking like a
dummy, dummy?
And let your backbone slip. It's Mr. Sack and I'ma show you how to do this. Put your arms out and let your backbone slip. It's Mr. Sack and I'ma show you how to do this. Studio, when you make it count.
Put some lyrics on the beat and make the head bounce.
It's Mr. Sack in the house, I see you working it out. And I'ma show you what this dummy dummy dance is about. You gotta get off your feet, you been working all week. Do the dummy dummy, you can't do it like me. Cause I'll be getting
good
it
law.
In, I'll be getting
good
it
law.
In, I'll be getting
good
it
law.
In, I'll be getting
good
it
law.
In. I'll be getting
good
it
law.
In, I'll be getting
good
it
law.
In. I'll be getting
good
it
law.
In. I'll be getting
good
it law. In. I'll be getting
good
it
law.
In. I'll be getting
good
it
law.
In. I'll be getting
good
it law.
A dummy.
Bad dummy.
Bye.